Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article Mind. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where curiosity never takes a back seat and every episode is a journey into the vast repository of human knowledge. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we'll be unraveling the mysteries surrounding a concept that's at the very core of our existence, the mind. Now, the word mind might seem simple at first glance. We use it all the time. Make up your mind, mind over matter, I've got a lot on my mind. But what exactly is the mind? Is it just another word for the brain, or is there something more ethereal at work? Grab a cup of your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's dive deep. First off, we need to make a distinction between the mind and the brain. The brain is a tangible, physical organ resting comfortably in our skulls. It's made of blood, neurons, and tissue. The mind, however, is a more abstract entity. It's the seat of consciousness, emotion, reasoning, and perception. It's where thoughts are born, grow, and sometimes transform into great ideas. Here's a thought to ponder. If the brain is the hardware, is the mind the software running on it? Or is it something beyond a mere functional analogy? The concept of the mind has fascinated humans for millennia. Philosophers, scientists, and mystics alike have all tried to understand its nature, from the ancient Greeks like Plato and Aristotle, who regarded it as the essence of a person, to modern cognitive scientists exploring the mind's depths through neuroscience and psychology. Aristotle, for example, perceived the mind as a blank slate, or tabula rasa, influenced heavily by experience. Meanwhile, Plato envisioned the mind more as an eternal, unchanging realm of forms. These early explorations set the stage for centuries of debate and exploration. Fast forward to the present day, the study of the mind sits at the intersection of various disciplines. Neuroscience delves into the physical aspects, focusing on how different brain structures interact to create the phenomena we attribute to the mind. Psychology examines behavioral patterns and emotional responses. Then there's philosophy, which constantly redefines how we conceptualize consciousness and self-awareness. Quite the blended cocktail of curiosity, isn't it? Let's take a curious detour into the land of cognition and ask, what role does language play in shaping our mind? The theory of linguistic relativity suggests our language can affect the way we think. The words and phrases we use may be influencing how we perceive the world around us. Imagine a world where colors don't exist for some cultures because they have no words for them. Intriguing, right? I once met someone who spoke 5 languages fluently. They described how certain emotions felt different depending on the language in which they were expressed. A simple "I love you" in English might take on a different nuance when translated into Spanish or Japanese. It makes you wonder how much of our mind is shaped by the language we speak. Now, this episode wouldn't be complete without diving into the debate between the mind and machine. In our age of rapid technological advancements, this becomes a crucial question. If we look at AI and machine learning, can machines have a mind? Can they be conscious? Modern artificial intelligence, from chatbots to advanced algorithms, simulates certain aspects of human cognitive processes. Yet the lack of intentionality and self-awareness might suggest there's still a long way to go before machines could truly claim to have something resembling a mind. However, some argue that if a machine can mimic human-like behavior convincingly enough, does it matter if it's truly conscious or just simulating consciousness? What do you think? Are we on the brink of creating machines with minds of their own? As we wrap up this episode, it's clear that the notion of the mind is a complex tapestry woven with threads of biology, language, technology, and philosophy. It's a reminder of how little we actually know about ourselves and our inner world. So here's my call to action for you, the inquisitive listener. Delve into your own thoughts. Try to catch your mind in action when a decision is made before you consciously realize it. Question what language you're thinking in and how it shapes your perception. And when you encounter AI, remember this: what's real and what's an imitation may be closer than we think. I hope this dive into the enigma of the mind has sparked your curiosity. It's a vast, exciting frontier, ripe for exploration. Who knows what discoveries await us tomorrow? Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Until next time, keep questioning the world around you. When it comes to the pursuit of knowledge, the mind truly is limitless.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Mind. Thanks for listening. See you next time.